Hi, and welcome to the Horizon Church podcast. Horizon Church is a Christ-centered, word-based, and spirit-led church. We are so happy to bring this week's message to you, and on behalf of our pastors, Brad and Ali Bonhomme, and the Horizon Church team, we pray it's a blessing to you.
Hey, this morning I started a preach that I actually want to conclude tonight. Tonight I won't preach as long because I want to move into a time of ministry. I started a preach this morning called The Power of Partnership. Great to see you tonight, by the way, Bianca. I can see you all the way up there. Welcome home. The Power of Partnership. We spoke this morning about God's plan to bring dynamic partnerships into our lives. We spoke about that in order for you and I to fulfill the call of God in our lives, we need God-breathed, ordained partnerships. Tonight we're going to continue with that, but this occasion what I'm going to do is I'm going to lean into something that I believe is actually going to be released prophetically and supernaturally over your 2021. You know, this week I read about a study about memories that you never forget from primary school. Who remembers their primary school? It spoke about a number of things that you never forget. You never forget sport days that you went to in primary school, excursions. What about the temporary classrooms? Who had temporary classrooms in their primary school? Some of you will remember we had classrooms with fans and no air conditioning. Who remembers those days in primary school? There was this good old contraption called the overhead projector. How many of you remember from your teacher hearing the phrase, do not swing on your chair? And it's a death story that you heard about twice per week. Who remembers that primary school? Some of you actually did this when you called the teacher mum. Come on, anyone like that? Come on, confess right now. Who remembers being allowed in the staff room to help your teacher? How about this one? Secretly adding more house points to your group. Anyone do that? But you know, in the study, they said there's many things about primary school that we'll remember, but there's one thing that you will never, ever forget, and that is your best friend. Your best friend in primary school. So on the count of three, I'm going to get you to yell out, just give you an opportunity to think about it, your best friend's name in primary school. Are you ready? Here we go. One, two, three. My best friend, his name was Simon. We follow each other on Instagram. God's blessed him. He's doing well. Haven't seen him in 100 years, but I'm sure he's doing excellent. But you know, it's amazing that part of this study was to talk about the changing nature in relationships. Spoke about how there was a generation when they were in primary school, the way they connected with each other. You play sport after school, you ride your bikes together, you go to the BMX track, et cetera, et cetera. And they said in this day and age, the way that people connect with each other has drastically and completely changed, and it is having a massive ramification on society. And that is, we connect relationally with people predominantly through social media. In this study, they spoke about the increased social connectivity that we have through the internet, smartphones, etc. And they said that you would think that because of social connectivity through laptops and iPhones, etc., that people would feel less isolated. But the truth is that the more we have become connected digitally, we find ourselves connecting, watch this, less deeply. And the truth is, we are living in a generation where people are experiencing a friendship famine. Many people don't even realize, but they are right now experiencing a starvation of a diet of deep relationships. You need deep relationships in your life to do what God has called you to do. The United Kingdom recently appointed a minister for loneliness. If you want to speak about a pandemic that's taking place across our globe, there is a loneliness pandemic that's happening right now in this generation. Do you know one of the fastest growing businesses in the world right now is a business called rentafriend.com. Rentafriend.com. I decided to search up the Shire and you can hang out with Daryl from Bangor, Eric from Janali, Kevin from Miranda. We are experiencing in this generation increased connectivity, but the question we have to ask ourselves is, why is it that people are feeling more and more lonely and isolated? And the truth is, without the social connection that God has ordained for you and I, people often become depressed, which of course leads to further feelings of loneliness. Loneliness causes us to feel empty, unwanted, and it causes us to feel a sense of, well, what's our purpose? What's our validity? What do we contribute? The truth is that Jesus himself knew what it meant to be lonely. In Mark chapter 14, verse 50, it says, "Then everyone deserted him and fled." He knew what it was like to go through a season in his life where he felt alone. The Apostle Paul knew what it was like to be lonely. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 16, he says, "At my first defense, no one came to my support." He's in court. He's on trial for preaching the gospel. And the Apostle Paul says, "No one came to my support, but everyone deserted me." Tonight, I want to preach a message to your loneliness. I want to preach a message tonight that deals with something that I believe that Satan himself is trying to isolate people, causing people to feel more and more lonely. You can be in a room of people and feel lonely. You can sit in a life group and sometimes potentially feel lonely. And so tonight, we are going to speak to this and we're going to break it tonight, because we all possess something in this room tonight. Do you know what it is? It's an ache for friendship. Every single one of us has an ache on the inside that we long, we yearn to be close to people, to share your thoughts, ideas, to be validated, to laugh, to cry, to celebrate, to grieve, and to pray together. I need to let you know tonight that if you are aching for deep friendships in your life, it actually does not mean that something is wrong with you. The devil wants you to know, if you're aching for relationship, well, there's obviously something wrong with you. And the truth is if you are aching for relationship, it is in fact a sign that something is right with you. Genesis chapter 1 verse 27 says, "So God created mankind in his own image. You have been created in the image of God." Bible says, "In the image of God, he created them, male and female, he created them." Simplest term, this verse essentially means that we have been created in his image. When we say God, what are we saying? We are saying Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That is, we have a capacity that's been granted to us by God for relationships. The most natural thing that you can do in your life is have good friends and be in good relationship. You know, the United Nations tell us in a study that I've read over the years that the cruelest form of torture that they've ever seen is isolation. Isolation will destroy an individual. Isolation will break a person down. Isolation will bring someone's emotions, thoughts, self-belief, self-esteem to nothing. Why? Because we have been created in the image of God, and you and I have been created by God for friendship. Interesting to note, the deepest problem in the world is sin. But the first problem that human beings experience was loneliness. I want to declare tonight that God has great friendships for you. Well, that's an anointing. I want to declare over you tonight that God has great friendships for you in 2021. Godly friendships will encourage you. They will strengthen you. They will move you forward. They will keep you stable. They will keep you alive. It's unbiblical to try and do it on your own. You were created for relationship. The Bible is so committed to relationships that the Apostle Paul tells us the effect of good relationships. In 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 6, watch this verse. Paul says, "But God who comforts the discouraged." If you're discouraged tonight, you need to know that God is your, come on, God is your comforter. But watch how he comforts you. Comforted us by the coming of your mate. God wants to comfort you. He wants to strengthen you. He wants to encourage you by bringing the right people around you who can build you up. We see the presence of God come and fill your life. So let me give you five things tonight that I believe God wants to do in this area of friendships. Number one, if you feel lonely, and you feel you can be in a big church and feel, so this is not about church size. You can be in a small church and be lonely. You can be in a big church and be lonely. It's all subjective. But tonight I want to make this declaration over you that I believe God has got some great things for you in 2021 in this area. So number one, if this is you, make this your daily prayer. This matters to God. Your loneliness matters to God. Feeling of isolation matters to God. People that you can just go out with and be yourself. Be who you are. Be who God has called you to be. Make this your daily prayer. God has great friends for you. You've got to pray about it. You've got to go to your Heavenly Father and say, "God, add friends to my life." You know, at the beginning of every year, I write a prayer that is a faith declaration generally over my family. So I pray for Allison, I put a verse there. Tori, I put a verse there. I put a verse for Wade as well. And I make certain declarations that I pray over my family for 2021 and Horizon Church. And you know, just a couple of weeks ago when I was preparing, I do this in January every single year, and kind of as the year goes on, I kind of sharpen it and make it better and better. And the Holy Spirit started to speak to me. And he said, "What about you? What are you believing for?" So, you know, my world, my life is consumed with Horizon Church. So, you know, so my being is related to the doing. And it all kind of, you know, it's like spaghetti, it's mashed potato, it's all together. And I started writing some things down. And I'm feeling uncomfortable in my spirit. And the Holy Spirit's like, "What about you?" So as I just waited upon God in this prayer time, the Holy Spirit started to show me a lack that I've had in my own life, and that is in the arena of friendships. You see, in my journey as a pastor, as a leader, right from I went full-time into ministry when I was 20 as a youth pastor, I've always led things. And 23, youth pastor, planted a church, Allison, I've always been a leader, always pastoring, always been at the helm of things. And what's happened to me in my makeup is that it's easy for my doing and the stuff I do to be my world of relationships. And the Holy Spirit started to put his finger upon this. And look, I've got friends and I've got people that I connect with. Don't think I've kind of got no mates. I do, you know. But I started to notice a void. And the Holy Spirit's like, I want you to pray that this year, now I'm just being vulnerable with you, I'm just pouring out my heart, pray for friends. Pray that you can just be with people and hang with people. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. And Jesus says, knock and it will be open to you. Number two, focus on quality, not on quantity. It's not about how many, you know, Facebook is like add friend, and they call everyone a friend, and you got like, you know, 5,000 friends, but, you know, if it was to be your funeral tomorrow, I wonder how many of those people would actually come to your funeral, right? Because they're not really friends. And what social media has done to you is it's told you that the more followers you have, the more popular you are, but you can have 1 million followers, but it won't deal with your loneliness. Why? Because relationships are built on quality, not on quantity. In fact, the Bible actually speaks to this. And it says in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24, a man of many companions may come to ruin. Amen. But it's okay to have also shallow relationships. Not all your relationships need to be like deepy deep, you know. You can have relationships that are shallow, but you do need deep friendships. You need both. You need quality people in your life that you can talk about your deepest dreams and not be judged. People that you can tell your insecurities to, and they're going to be like, you're still awesome. What? You have that insecurity? No way. You're amazing. And people you can just share dinner with. Just being. You need people like that in your life. If you commit all of your time to being popular on social media, I can guarantee you one thing. You may get a lot of followers, but they will not be there to lift you up out of the miry clay, when you are going through a difficult time. Focus on quality, not on quantity. Number three, be a friend more than finding a friend. Being a good friend requires intentionality, doesn't it? Requires transparency. If you're sitting in the room tonight thinking, finally, I'm going to get some friends. People are friendly at Horizon Church. Well, I hope that's the case. But the Word of God says, whatever a person sows, that will they also reap. You have to sow into friendships. You have to sow into relationships. You have to be intentional. You have to be transparent. You have to make sacrifices. You have to stare at your schedule. You have to reshape it. Some of you are so busy that you've got no room for margin for relational connections in your life. You've got to create space and be a friend. Number four. Create relational rhythms. Friendship is built on frequency. Friendships need to be cultivated. And I do need to say this, don't be overbearing. Like, it's have a rhythm, but don't be like all day, every day. Bible speaks about this in Proverbs chapter 25, verse 17, and it says, seldom set your foot in your neighbor's house, lest he become weary of you, watch this, and ends up hating you. Who's ever had an overbearing person? Can we go out tomorrow? Can we go out again tomorrow? What about, can we go out again tomorrow? And it's all good, nothing wrong with that. But if you actually look at the verse again, the Hebrew word that's used there for the word seldom is actually the word make precious. So in other words, if it's precious, if it's precious, you guard it, you take care of it, you look after it, you make it valuable by its rarity, understanding a rhythm, and refraining from being overbearing, but knowing that God has these relational rhythms for you. And number five, and we're going to pray for people tonight, God is committed to restoring true friendship in your 2021. I'm about to say something that's very unique. If you remember anything tonight, I want you to remember this. I want to speak to a verse that sometimes it's a great verse, and it's a verse that I just want to put a different spin on if I can. I've studied this verse. I've researched this verse. I've dug the well in this verse, and I've gone after it. And then I did it again. And then the next day, I did it again. It's a verse that is often misquoted. But tonight, I actually want to release this over you and speak this blessing over you. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24. We read part of it earlier. A man of many companions may come to ruin. But watch this. But there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Some of your translations will say a friend who sticks closer than a relative. It's often used to speak about our relationship with the Lord. Who's heard that before? He's a friend. Come on, somebody who sticks closer, boom, than a brother. And everyone's like, ah, all the Pentecostals like, yeah. But it's actually speaking to something slightly different. It's speaking to people in your world that God has relationships that you will be able to say, this is a friend who's stuck closer than a brother. God has that blessing for you in 2021. He has people that He wants to surround you with, people who'll encourage you, people who will build you up, that you will be able to say, you're a friend that has stuck closer to me than a relative. It's a blessing, someone who's loyal, someone who's loving, someone who's respectful, someone who's open, someone who's fun, someone who's a speaker of truth. Some of you need that fearless adventurer in your life, someone who'll affirm you, accept you, and assure you, this, what I'm talking about, is a rare treasure. But God has it. God has for you in 2021 people that you can walk with that is a blessing in the plans and the purposes of God for your life. Your loneliness tonight is not there to get you to feel like you don't belong. All of us go through those times, those seasons. It can be seasonal. One of the most searched words in Google in 2020 is the word isolation. And isolation has caused people to feel disconnected. But tonight I want to release something. And I want to release a blessing over you. And I want to release over you tonight friends that will stick closer than a close relative. Can we all stand up on our feet? You know, maybe you've been going through a season of loneliness. Maybe you've been in the crowd, you've done the meetings, but deep down in your heart, you felt empty and you felt shallow. In a moment, this is what we're going to do. We're going to move into a time of worship. But if you're committed to this and you're saying, God, I want people in my life who know me, who understand me, people that you want to surround me with who are great encouragers, people that I can walk with in your purposes, And then just in a moment, I'm going to open up the altars. Why? Because it's a step of faith to say, God, I want to go on this journey. I want to be someone in 2021 who by the end of this year has formed a unique bond and relationship with people that has become pivotal to your destiny. Relationships matter. Godly relationships matter. It'll satisfy you, it'll bless you, it'll strengthen you, and it will move you from addition to multiplication. Two are better than one. So Father, we thank you tonight. Thank you for this anointing. Thank you for this release. If you've been feeling lonely, you've gone through a time of loneliness, right where you are, I speak blessing. Come on, I speak blessing. I speak blessing and favor over you. God has favor for you in this area of relationships. Favor. There is a divine favor. There is a grace from God for you in this area of relationships. There is a grace from heaven. So Holy Spirit, breathe upon your people. Breathe upon your church. Breathe upon every soul. Breathe upon every heart. And let this be released tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. So firstly, this is what I want to do. If you've been going through that time of loneliness, could you just lift up your hand so just as an act of surrender between you and God? And come on, if you've been feeling lonely, why don't you lift it up? And maybe it's been 6 months, maybe it's been 3 months, maybe it's been a whole year, maybe longer, I'm not sure. Just surrender to the Lord right now. And so, Father, I just pray for these people. Come on, hands going up right across the auditorium. And Lord, I just speak to loneliness. And I thank you, Father, for blessing. I thank you, Jesus, our relationship with you. We thank you first and foremost for our relationship with our Heavenly Father, but I also thank you for the blessing of great friendships, the blessing that surrounds. And so, Father, I pray that you would strengthen these people. You would encourage them tonight. You would fill them afresh with the Holy Spirit. And just like Paul, you brought Titus to him to act as an encouragement, as a comfort to his soul. Bring the right people around these people tonight. I pray and declare that in Jesus' mighty name. So this is what I'm going to do right now. What I'm about to do right now, I feel in the Holy Spirit, is going to be supernatural. This is not natural what we're about to step into. These are divine partnerships. These are divine relationships. If you're saying, God, this message, what I've been preaching today has ministered to me. I recognize the need for divine relationships, covenant partnerships in my life. Can you just lift your hands towards heaven as well? And so, Father, as people lift their hands towards heaven, I declare that breakthrough. I declare that blessing. I declare that increase. I declare that release of divine partnerships and divine relationships over people's lives. In 2021, we take authority over the powers of darkness. We break it tonight in Jesus' name. And we say to the enemy, you shall resist no more. You are broken in Jesus' mighty name. And I declare this blessing will flow over people's lives. Let relationship, let the anointing, let an anointing for great relationships come upon your people. We pray and ask in Jesus' name. Hey, before I hand it over to the guys, and I just want to move into a little bit of a time of ministry. And there are people who maybe loneliness has really crept into your soul. And loneliness has really affected you. If that's you tonight, you know, one of the things that you may feel right now is you may think, oh, gee, what are people going to think of me? It doesn't matter what people think of you. It doesn't matter what people say. It's what God says. That's what matters. If that's you tonight, would you be bold enough to step out of your seat and come right down the front? Social distance, of course. Come on, who's going to be the first? You're going to step right out of your seat, say, this is what I've been going through. Come on, people are coming. Step right out and come right down the front. We want to stand with you tonight. We want to stand. We want to declare blessing, blessing, in Jesus' name. Blessing. Thanks, Fallon. Let's sing.
Thanks for listening to this week's message. For more info about Horizon Church, please visit our website at hz.church. Have a fantastic day, and we hope to see you again soon.